goes outside right, open there. Bannon, he drives, his layup is blocked against the glass by Bodie Hume beautifully. Missoula for Montana, ball tipped out of his hands and grabbed by Bodie Hume. Bodie's going to push front court. Whitley comes to Vasquez, front court to Bannon. Bannon drives by everybody, layup blocked against the glass by Bodie Hume. Beasley with the ball, drives that baseline, runner blocked by Bodie Hume again. Third block for Bodie.
What a night for the UNC Bears last night. They took care of Montana, sweeping the Montana Grizzlies this season. The Bears win 75-66 on the road. Tough place to play, no doubt. Joining us now, thanks in part to First Advantage, we're catching up with our guy, Bodie Hume. Bodie, my man, congratulations. That was a beautiful win for you guys. It really seems like you're rounding into form as you're heading into the Big Sky Conference tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if you go back and look at it, we had a lot of time in the first half where we weren't scoring really well offensively, but our defense helped us out a lot. And that's something that's really we've been striving for and working on since the whole season, basically. So it's great to see it coming together now.
Bodie, you had one of those, speaking of defense, I mean, you were all over the place. Three big steals, two major blocks, several rebounds. I mean, that's where you were putting it. I've loved to see you in this season. You know, if it maybe the scoring's not there for you on a certain night, but you start doing all the other things, all the big things. And that was one of those games for you last night.
Yeah, just trying to do my best to help these guys win some games. You know, it's a lot more fun when you're doing your best and winning games than when you're doing your best and losing games. So that's what we're striving for.
Well, I mean, again, talk to us about being able – I was looking at your schedule. All the teams that are in front of you guys and all the teams that were favored to do big things this year. I mean, okay, so you beat Montana twice. You beat Southern Utah twice. You did beat Weber State once and obviously got Montana State tomorrow. So that's got to be kind of a confidence booster heading into the tournament, knowing, hey, it's possible. We beat them all at this point.
Oh, absolutely. And I think if you look at our road record, too, it's just really, really good for us to be playing in Boise and not in Greeley, Colorado for the Big Sky Tournament.
Yeah, what is that, man? You guys have been road warriors, and for some reason, home cooking hasn't been your best friend.
Yeah, I don't really know necessarily. I think it's a lot more fun to be people on the road. And ultimately, I think we just have the wrong headset or the wrong mindset going into home games sometimes.
Yeah, that's interesting because, you know, you always hear the opposite. But that, as you said, I mean, that bodes really well for the tournament because it's in Boise. It's not in Greeley. So, I mean, this works out really well for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're talking to Bodie Hume. Also, thanks in part to Cables Pub and Grill. I'm going to be giving away a $25 gift certificate to Cables as soon as we finish up here with Bodie. Coming up, you guys have Montana State. And as we know, Montana State did clinch the regular season Big Sky Championship. But as we know, Bodie, that's great and everything. And I know that's something, obviously, that's a goal. But at the end of the day, I mean, I don't want to belittle it, but it doesn't matter. It matters what you do in this tournament.
Yeah, definitely. I think being in the Big Sky, you're not necessarily going to get an at-large bid into the NCAA tournament. So really for us, we really focus on the Big Sky tournament. And hopefully going into tomorrow, if we get a win, it'll be good for us to see a lot of wins and be good for us going into the tournament, honestly.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I was reading this morning. If you guys win tomorrow, you'll get the number two seed. If you lose, you'll be at the number three seed. So we knew how important that was for you guys, just first off, to get into that top five spot so you'd have that first round bye.
Absolutely. I don't know the exact math on it, but I'm going to go with you and say that sounds right. But definitely for us, we just focus on being in the top five.
Yeah, well, and getting there, obviously, that's perfect. That's the first step. And you guys, I mean, take away that Eastern Washington game. You guys have really played well down the stretch, and we know that. I know it sounds cliche, but you do want to be playing your best basketball when you're in those last five games or so you can carry that momentum into the tournament.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think finally getting to take some rest and had a longer week going into this week is just going to help us. And even more next week, we get 3 days off or 2 days off before we have to play another game, which is really going to help us a lot.
We're talking to Bodie Hume as the Bears picked up a huge win last night, 75-66 over Montana, improving their record to 18-13, 13-6 in the conference. And right now, the way it looks, Montana State, as we said, they're at the top. You got Weber State, Southern Utah, and the Bears all sitting at 13-6. Bottom line is we know that this tournament, man, it's going to be a dogfight. We've talked about it all year, some great teams in this Big Sky Conference. I know fans are really really excited. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, if you just look at the conference throughout, I mean, Ewash beat us and at home the other week, and they're like seventh or eighth in the league, you know. It's the competition throughout the whole conference is nuts, and then the Big Sky Tournament is just going to be a lot of fun to watch.
How do you handle this mentally? You know, because we talk about some of the teams, obviously the way it's structured, and the conference tournament isn't the end-all be-all. But for you guys, of course it is, knowing no matter what you've done, you guys have had a great season. But at the end of the day, even one slip-up and it's over just like that. So mentally, how do you guys prepare for that?
Yeah, I think it's about staying loose, staying active. I think a lot of us have known this has been a really long season for us and a lot of travel for us, but just to know that, and just to see the faces on the guys that are still really happy to be here and happy to be a part of this, and know that that we're in the right mind state and in the right spot physically and mentally going into this tournament.
We're talking to Bodie Hume. Again, I'm going to give away a Cables Pub and Grill gift card coming up. Some great players on this roster. Some fun guys to follow, no doubt. Dalen Kuntz, you know, he's been a top scorer all season. He had a couple of games there where it's weird. You look and see like 16 points and you're like, wow, that was a low scoring game. But he's right back to where he wants to be. 29 for him. I was impressed for the free throw line. I mean, he got to the line 13 times and made 12.
Absolutely. He's done really well at the free throw line for us all year, him and Matt Johnson both. And for both of them to come out, I mean, Matt didn't have a lot of points in the first half, and for him to come out in the second half firing like he did, as well as Dalen finishing well and finally getting some threes to go in was really great to see.
Yeah, you said it. Matt Johnson in that second half turned something loose, man. I love this group because, again, if it's not you putting up the points, you're doing it on the defensive side of the ball. If it's not Matt Johnson putting up the points, he's running all over, getting assists like crazy. So we do see that. You guys tend to have kind of a feel for how the game's going, who needs to step up in the right moments.
Absolutely. I think we, like you said, we got a great group of guys, and a lot of guys can score, a lot of guys can fed, and a lot of guys can rebound. I mean, Corey ate up like 14 rebounds and three or four offensive rebounds for us, which is huge. I mean, those extra possessions helped us win that game, honestly.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, it seemed like everybody was kind of doing their part last night to get this one. Okay, last time around, feels like a long time ago, but when you guys went up against Montana State, we know that that was a barn burner of a game. Overtime, you guys, that was a special basketball game. You win 77-75. What was the difference maker for you ultimately, and how can you use that going ahead to tomorrow?
I think we had a lot of energy going into that overtime. I think we ended up playing really rough basketball the first half and even the second half. And for us, it's about we've been really trying to focus on putting all 40 minutes together, and just knowing that we can have great energy starting in the game and not necessarily just in overtime, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, I know that was like a big game for you guys for so many reasons. Obviously, winning a game on the road like that against, well, the class of the conference right now. But that was when you guys started to put it all together, as you said, not just about starting off the right way, but finding ways to finish. And that was one of those games, as you did in overtime, finished that one.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely. I think if you go back and look, it just shows how much heart these guys have to play. I mean, I personally fouled out of that game. I remember that game very vividly. But to have Dalton step up and hit a big dunk and get a steal and hit a couple threes and Core catch a body off of a lob that Matt threw, it's really fun to watch and shout out to those guys for really getting it done for us.
Yeah, it's a great group of guys. It's been fun following you all season. One more regular season game going up against Montana State tomorrow, and then we're talking conference tournament. So we'll look forward to catching up with you then, Bodie, as we'll kind of get the bracket set, and we're going to see what it all looks like.
All right, sounds great.
All right, my man. Bodie Hume had a nice game last night against Montana as the Bears win 75-66, 18-13 overall, and got this from UNC this morning. If the Bears win tomorrow, they'll be the number 2 seed in the Big Sky Conference tournament. With a win on with a loss, they'll be number 3. So, again, getting that first round bye was critical for the UNC Bears. Gives them a little bit of a rest, too. Coming up next, I'm staying on the theme of college basketball. College basketball up here is fantastic. So I've got a guy coming in. His name's Jackson Pitts. He is one of the diehard fans for Colorado State. His Twitter handle is RedCupCSU. He's got some interesting insight about Coach Medved about the way that they were building up the fan base, and I think it's brilliant. So we're going to bring him in. He's actually here in studio, so we're excited to catch up with him. 16 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Hold on, Jades. I got to give this away. I got a $25 gift certificate to Cables Pub and Grill. Proud supporters of the UNC Bears basketball team. Bodie Hume working with this segment. I'm going to give that away right now. Let's see. Do we want to do trivia on this, or do we want to? How about this? UNC's Big Sky record. What is their conference record right now? First caller to give me that. I'll let you know in the break if you don't know, Jades. First caller to give me that. I just said it. It gets a $25 gift certificate to Cables Pub and Grill. What is the Bears conference record at this point? 16 minutes after the hour. We'll take a quick break. Talking some CSU basketball, some fanfare for you. Coming up next, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
If you want nuggets insight, then you want the Hull Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.